Hello? What's your sign? Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
We burn it up in flames!
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all
out. I know you're not fucking lying.
Up in here.
At the mall!
Up in here!
It's Aries season, y'all. We hyped up.
Welcome the fuck back! You're gonna hear a lot of yelling this episode, because guess what, motherfuckers? We made it!
It's Aries season!
We made it through Pisces season. Happy astrological new year, motherfuckers.
Happy new year.
Pisces season done. Took my whole wig and threw it. Took my wig cap, too. And my lashes.
Hello?
I think everybody had a rough go this Pisces season.
It was too much.
Everyone was like, yo, what the fuck? And nothing a lot of people kept hitting me up was, yo, I've been having the craziest dreams. I'm like, bitch, it's the Neptune for me, like me too.
Most vivid dreams.
Vivid people that you haven't seen in like ages, decades. What?
What goes on?
Why?
Now that that's over, fuck that. Woo! Adios!
Also, you know, this is going to come out after, but happy St. Patrick's Day.
Woo!
I hope y'all got drunk. We're not.
Top of the morning.
Ate some cornbread and beef and
some beer.
Hello? There's a ghost in my house. I said, you bitches better stop with the Pisces season jokes.
Your ghost is a Pisces.
It probably fucking is. So, you know, as you guys already know, on the 20th, the sun finally moved into fucking Aries.
Woo!
Thank the Lord.
And literally 8 minutes after, it became spring!
Yay!
The Aries rolled up and they brought spring.
I could feel it in the air already.
They said, you guys are on a crisis. We're on our way to fuck shit up.
We're on our way.
Also, for those who celebrate Happy Ostara, for those of you that are like, what the fuck is she talking about? Let me give you a little fun witch little fact, okay? Ostara is named for the goddess Yoster, the divinity of radiant light. It is one of the 8 Sabbats that comprise the wheel of the year. You know, spring equinox, autumn equinox, you know, all those gorgeous days. Ostara celebrates and honors the spring equinox. It's often linked to Easter. I like to say it's Easter's origin, but I ain't going to get too controversial on here.
We're all spring babies.
I know. Spring babies. But it is linked to Easter, the elements and symbols of spring. Ostara invites you to give thanks for your winter, your lessons learned, and invites you to open your heart, embrace the season changing and what's to come. Feel that warmth, get colorful, get playful, and fucking embrace the shift of the season.
I can't wait.
I'm so happy.
Ain't got no tears left to cry, bitch.
Now, love it.
I heard we got a lot of slut butts this week.
Yo, I got a good slut butt story.
Oof, can't wait to hear them.
I think one of our hosts has a St. Patrick's Day slut butt story. You know, she gonna do a little tea on a pod.
She said, maybe. I know you got a slut butt.
You're fucking
lying.
Probably gonna get one of Steph's. But you know what? This is my first time. We all have slut butts this week. So in honor of this week's slut butt, Nikita, give me the first one.
Oh.
I'm like really excited.
I don't know if you want me to start it off because it's a little nasty. Like not like a good nasty. No, not that good nasty. Like
Dirty nasty.
Like, listen, we've been like escalating our stories from like farts to pee. So like this is a little crazy.
I'm scared now.
Well, one of my stories is like low key incestual. So I think this week is just in honor of Aries season. We're just gonna fly off the fucking rails.
Oh,
get
well,
ready.
Well, I got a slut butt story from an Aries friend of ours.
You know who you are. We love you.
What's up, girl? About her cancer friend. So listen, let's take it all the way back. Her and her homegirl, 19 years old.
We going back.
They going to the club. They see this hot ass man.
I remember those nights.
You know what I mean? That friend of hers finds that guy on a dating site. This is before like Tinder and all that. Mm-hmm. There was like different types of dating sites back then.
It was like some
local hookups.
Yeah,
some shit like
this. I'm fucking done. That's like I used to be on them.
So she found him on there and then she sent him a message. They decided to meet up. So she went with her friend because they were going to do like a double date type situation with his friend or whatever. And they're supposed to meet up in like Brooklyn. They end up getting lost for like 3 hours. They didn't know where the hell they were going. By the time they got there, You know, it's like 4 a.m.
Oh, shit.
Damn, they were really
late to the party.
And
like,
I thought I was directionally challenged.
Fashionably late. Call, fuck that, I'm not coming.
They got food. It's like 4 a.m. at this point. They meet up. So her friend goes with that hot guy. And then the Aries gets stuck with his ugly friend. So she's like, fuck my life. So like,
of course. Fuck this. She took up for the team, baby. We all been there.
Whatever. So there's like, they're sitting in her, her and the ugly guy are sitting in her car or something. Mm-hmm. And then the girl's in the hot guy's car. Okay. 30 minutes later, the girl comes in crying her ass off. She's like, yo, I'm really, really embarrassed. Like, we gotta go. And she's like, what do you mean? Like, what the fuck happened?
What? I'm nervous.
So the hot guy and the girl, the cancer girl, they're fucking at this point in the car. They're having some hot ass sex. But I guess the way he was fucking her, they had like food beforehand. So her stomach wasn't feeling well.
Oh, God. Oh. What did she do?
Let it out.
So she was squatting in the back seat and he was sitting down and all of a sudden she farted, but it was a shart.
Oh. Wait, she sharted on this man's legs? So she was like riding him squatting, like bouncing.
Yeah. Okay. And she farted, but she thought she farted, but she sharted. So now she's like, holy shit. Like, that's like my biggest nightmare. I'm so sorry. But like,
did the guy say anything?
So the guy takes his shirt off and cleans it up. And he's like, you're going to pay me $80 for the shirt that you ruined because you sharted on me. He's like, and he told her, you give good head, but damn, like, what the fuck? So she leaves. She like throws him $50 cash. She's like, take the fucking money. She leaves and they left. They bounced. She was traumatized after that. She was like, fuck that. I think I would have passed away.
You would have perished.
I would have
just evaporated.
I would have slipped on my motorbike ring and vanished in thin air. I'm like, bah.
I think I just would have combusted. I can't believe he said you owe me. Like she meant to shard on your lap.
Yeah, like she meant to shard on you.
Like, put yourself, she's probably literally shitting her pants literally again.
Did they ever see them again?
No.
Oh my God.
But she was like, mortified.
Do it on a date.
Do it.
That is traumatizing.
I cannot. So that's my slut butt story that I got from an Aries friend of ours.
Oh, but my God.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. I don't even know what to say. I'm sorry, baby.
I can't believe you had me go first.
No, I feel like I can't really. We're going to go in order from grossest to funny. We'll end it with Steph. I got two slut butts.
Give it to me.
One's a weird one, and one is a funny, typical Pisces moment for me, slut butt. Which one you want first?
What was it? I'm sorry. I didn't
think one's a fucking weird one.
Okay.
And then one's a typical Pisces being a Pisces.
Give me a Pisces story since that's over with.
Let's start with the Pisces.
All right, this one's good. The other one's a little too banjo for me.
Banjo.
So it was this Pisces' first time doing ecstasy.
Okay.
And she was really into the guy whose house it was, and he had the e-pills, whatever, and she really wanted to fuck him. Now, him and his best friend both had wife beaters on. So, like, she went upstairs. I don't know. It was dark. She ends up fucking one of the guys. She fucked the wrong guy. She fucked his friend thinking it was him. So not the guy who she wanted to hook up, but she fucked his friend accidentally.
What, because they both were in wife beaters?
Yeah, she was so high on fucking ecstasy, she didn't realize.
I'm deceased.
Then she goes, oh, fuck. Then she took more E. And then later in the night, the guy she originally wanted to hook up with found her, and they were, like, hooking up. And then the other guy that she originally fucked accidentally came down and joined, and they had a threesome. The original guy who she wanted to fuck sign, we don't know. The one that she accidentally fucked and then had a threesome with was a Pisces, too.
It's the two Pisces having sex for me.
She said, I lost my underwear. I felt like trash. I said, they probably hung that shit up. They both hit, then they hit together.
I'm not mad at
I'm
it.
I'm not mad at it, though.
How was it?
I think it was good. Yeah, and then the guy that she originally wanted to hook up with, they ended up fucking for like a long time after that.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to fuck him, have a threesome.
Have a threesome. Shit,
go on.
I'm not opposed to that.
We already know that. Now my next one involves a Libra and a Virgo. So
yikes.
My friend lives in the Midwest, and you know, dating out there, it's a little harder. It's a little different because, you know, there's the distance. They're a little far. Whatever. I'm only saying this because we're going to say it ain't that far for what he did. So she was fucking this Virgo. This was right before we went on one of our vacations. So the whole time we were singing a song with banjo music.
Sing me a song.
We were like, and then we added into the little Nas, and I can't say his name. I'll play it after and show you the song we were screaming. So she was fucking this Virgo. It ends up not working out, whatever. So through a friend of a friend of a friend, she comes to find out a few weeks after she had slept with him, he fucked his cousin. He was in love with his cousin.
What?
He was a cousin fucker. He fucked his fucking cousin.
Oh, God.
And his cousin was married. First cousin.
What?
First cousin.
And they were married.
I said, I know the Midwest is a little hard to date, but it ain't that hard. He fucked his cousin. So I'm going to show y'all the song we sang the whole time we were on a trip. How do you guys feel about this?
And Nikita's speechless.
Cousin fuckers.
I have no words. Like, I'm mouthing nothing. I think I lost my voice for 5 seconds just now.
Yeah, it's awkward. So the whole time we were on vacation, every single time this song came on, which it was really hot that year where we went, this is what we would sing. Got the boots, black and match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in a valley. You ain't been up off that porch now. Can't nobody tell me nothing. A Virgo fucked his cousin. The whole trip.
I'm fucking dead.
Do y'all fucking die?
They are wild out there.
Mayo. What? Cousins. It's the Virgo for me.
I need another shot. I'm sorry.
The cousin fucker just sent her to the alcohol area.
And he was a Virgo.
So yeah, you know. It's the banjo for me. That's wild. I mean, we had a shart, a threesome, and incest.
Do you want another threesome story?
I think you need to give us a little Lucky Charms St. Patty's Day throwback.
Okay. Let me tell you about my St. Patty's Day threesome.
Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me.
First in the balloon. Wow. Doubly delicious.
It's the magical part of a complete breakfast.
You.
Like this magical breakfast. All right, now that we had our Lucky Charms moment.
They're magically delicious.
So, of course, it involves the cancer.
Oh, God, how many fucking gangbangs did you bitches have?
This was the second one we had.
Okay.
So, this was maybe like 2 months after the first time we met.
Okay.
So, it was St. Patty's Day weekend. It was like, I think, a Friday or a Saturday.
Okay.
We went to Bell.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
If anyone who's not from New York or Queens area, Bell is like...
You're blacking out.
You're guaranteed to black out on this.
You're
going to
do shit that you're...
Bars, let me tell you. Bars on a random ramen house spot. Bars on bars. A little hookah lounge.
Bars on bars.
Trash on trash.
And a pizza spot. And then a little bakery at the end.
And a White Castle.
And a 7-Eleven.
I took many a drunk walks down that boulevard. I was like, let me get 2 cheeseburgers, no pickles.
Let's go get taquitos.
Ooh. Oh my God, I used to pick the chicken out.
I haven't had one of those in ages.
Can we get some? We'll probably have a stroke if we eat it out this age.
So basically, it was me, the cancer girl, and the Taurus, her ex-boyfriend. Okay. It was a big group of us. We got a hotel room, but just us three were going to stay there.
Okay.
I get there first with her, and then he arrives with all his boys.
Okay.
So we're just drinking, having a good time. It's almost like, I don't know, like 8 or 9 o'clock. We're like getting buzz, and then we go on to Bell.
Uh-huh.
We're hopping around Bell, all those bars, going on the rooftops, whatever. It's St. Patty's Day, so
everybody's
it's
wasted.
A fucking shit show.
Yeah.
We were probably drinking for like 10 hours.
Ooh.
I was pretty decent, but she, on the other hand, she got a little too, nutty. Ooh, so
she said nutty.
So whatever, we have a good time. It's a long night. We're tired. We go back to the hotel room. So now it's just us three.
Uh-huh.
We have sex for the first time that night. Everything was fine. Then the second time, he started fucking me. And okay. She started to feel some type of way.
Ooh.
She was like, why don't you fuck me like that?
Oh. Oh.
And then he's like, well, isn't this what you wanted? And then she was like, no, you don't fuck me like you fuck her. Like, why can't you fuck me like this? And started crying, like, you know, a typical cancer, getting overly emotional.
Oh.
They start arguing, and I just run to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And lock myself in the bathroom.
Were there snacks in the bathroom?
No, there was nothing. There was nothing in the bathroom. No alcohol, no snacks, just tissue paper.
How long were they fighting?
They were fighting for a while. Oh, I was sitting in the corner of the bathroom just texting my friend, like, oh my God, like, what do I do?
Were you naked?
I was in a towel.
I can only imagine Steph, like, slowly, like, crawling away, like, into the bathroom.
It's just
like,
butt-ass naked sitting in the bathroom while they're fighting.
I was just taking a little bath at that moment.
My question is, did you guys have sex again after that?
Well, I was in the bathroom for a while. They keep on arguing. They go on for like a good 30 minutes or so. She's crying. They're yelling at each other, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just sitting there like, fuck. Like, what do I do?
Damn.
They knock on my door. She's like, are you okay? Are you going to come out? Come out. We're fine now. They acted like nothing happened. Like, they didn't just argue and almost kill each other. They're like, oh, come back. It's safe.
Steph's like, okay.
It's a cancer. It's a Taurus cancer relationship for me.
It's already late as fuck. It's maybe like 5-6 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I was God. Like, I'm not going to leave now. Let me just stay. So we fuck one more time. everything was fine. We all fall asleep. Then I maybe, you know, I'm an early bird.
Oh, God. She's up like with the worms at 5:30.
It's like 5, 6 a.m. She wakes up at 6:30.
Yeah, it's like 8, 9 a.m. I was like, I grab my stuff. I'm out.
Why don't you fuck me like that?
Oh, she got don't fuck me like this. Fuck me like that. She was all up in her feelings.
See Steph's ass. He probably was clapping those cheeks with vigor, like rum, 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 rum.
But that's what she wanted, though. Like, she wanted to see me get fucked. But she was so drunk, she was feeling some type of way.
Get fucked. Damn, it's the alcohol for me. Mm.
Too much alcohol.
Oh no.
She said, "Why don't you twist my titties like that?"
I'm done. Oh no. Oh no. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you for that story, Steph. We're happy you made it out of that hotel bathroom.
I'm still alive.
She's just sitting there naked.
I'm like, what the fuck do I do?
And I love how they had sex again.
I wish I had a snack in there for that time that I was waiting.
So now you know. Keep some snacks in the bathroom. Because God forbid.
You have a threesome because things can get really dark really quick.
I'm going to have another threesome story for you later.
And this one goes right with the episode. Okay, guys, enough about our slut butts. It's time for All About Aries. Who's excited?
Woo!
Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way, move. Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way.
Oh, Aries season, we've been begging for you.
We've been what? Pegging for you?
Begging and pegging. Shit, begging, it's a fire pegging sign. You never know.
Hey.
Now, look, we've gone over several placements for Aries at this point, and in basic astro, you tend to look at your sun more than any other placement. So what we are going to do is talk about some Aries season traits, astro events that will be occurring during Aries season, what energies to expect, also what you should strive for, and what you should be mindful of. Now, as y'all know, Aries is ruled by Mars, so this gang is all about energy and action.
Aggression.
They'll be like, throw it in my ass.
Oh. Hello?
They are often quick-witted and boisterous. People either love them or run the fuck away. Quick to temper at times, these guys are natural-born leaders, and it makes sense because they're literally number fucking one of the zodiac wheel, the baby.
The baby.
The babies. So happy Aries season to all our Aries placements tuning in. We hope we do you right.
All right. I'm wet. Let's get into some events happening during Aries season, shall we?
Yes, the fuck we should.
Yes, we shall. We're going to dive into the bigger events. Weekly, we'll comb over the weekly transits. Now, Aries season always falls on the spring equinox on the northern hemisphere. But on the southern hemisphere, it is still a part of autumn, which represents letting go in the sense of a spiritual death. Let it go to let other things in. No matter what part of the cycle you are experiencing, Aries season encourages us to welcome the new shifts and changes. Who's ready for some change, baby?
Me!
Me!
I'm ready!
Me! I know we are. I love spring. The shift, the vibe, the mood. Mm. I was born in spring. Like,
ooh, we all spring babies.
We was all born in spring.
Spring chickens.
Ew.
Why we birds?
Aries season represents new beginnings, finding your inner strength, and fanning the flames of your inner fire. This is the time to take action, start working toward your goals, and get past the shit you are not doing out of fear. Aries is represented by the head of the ram.
Ram up your ass. What?
So it's time to embody your creativity and strength. So during this Aries season, we actually won't have any major planets going retrograde.
Ooh.
The cosmos are supporting and moving ahead.
Ooh.
Here's some dates to look out for. Take it away, Steph.
It's that what?
That fuck me like you crazy.
That
going,
hiding in the bathroom going.
Venus will enter Aries on March 21st and stay until April 14th. And Venus will boost your charm and magnetism in a big way.
Oof, it's the Aries Venus vibes for me.
There is an innocence and purity of Venus in the first sign. It is bold and follows its passions. So whether you're single or partnered up, you will feel a surge in the areas of love and money.
And being horny.
And sex.
We're all about to get real fucking horny.
More than usual.
Wait, it's gonna be like, wow, you should throw it in the cage.
Daddy.
Daddy. So on March 25th, the sun will actually be conjunct to Venus. As Venus aligns with the sun, we will be receiving a strong-ass dose of its energy. Venus is a planet of love and relationships, and baby, don't forget about that money. Mm-hmm. She reminds us of our connection to the divine feminine and the power we each have to create. Under Aries sun especially, this is amazing energy to honor our feminine side, to honor your creative powers, to be bold and fucking go off the rails. No, I'm kidding. Make those decisions. Fucking go off. You want to do something? Go for it, bitch. Go off!
I know that's right. So on March 28th, we have a full moon in Libra. Ooh. With a grand trine. But you know we having a grand time too, baby.
Let it go. Let it go.
One of the most magical full moons of the year is coming in hot. Ooh. At the time of this Libra full moon, the moon, along with Mars and Saturn, will align in a perfect triangle known as the Grand Trine.
That's hot.
Grand Trines are considered lucky, protective, and even magical. They represent harmony and an easy flow of energy between these cosmic energies. Mars and Saturn, along with the moon, join forces to help us get motivated and go after our dreams and goals. Oh, that was so beautiful.
I love this.
That is so beautiful. They're out here acting like the Sailor Moon Squad.
Oh, for real.
Coming to save the day. Ooh. As usual, use this shit to boost your full moon rituals. Let it go, Elsa vibes, baby. Let it go. Let it go. I don't want your ass anymore.
You hoe.
Let me hoe.
Let me hoe, it's cuffing season's over, don't you know? Let me hoe. That's my new theme song. I just thought of that right there.
You smart, baby.
Cuffing season's over, bitch. Everyone's going to be breaking up. You know,
that hot weather's coming up.
It smells like I told you we not together. I'm
summer 21,
sorry.
Summer 21.
We just friends.
Whoops. We're not lying. See me acting up, mind your motherfucking business.
Business.
Take it away, Steph. What's next, piggy?
Ooh. Say that again.
Honestly, that was kind of hot. Even I got turned on. I was like,
Daddy.
Say it again, Daddy.
It's the Capricorn rising.
You're stroking that Capricorn ego, Steph.
On March 28th and 29th, the sun conjunct Chiron.
Ooh.
Ooh.
March 28th brings the full moon, but also the alignment of the sun in Chiron.
It's the healing for me.
Ooh. Chiron is an asteroid that is known as the wounded healer.
Ooh.
Its energy helps us to take our traumas and wound and turn them into portals of strength. We receive more support to heal and transmute our wounds into powerful resources of inspiration. It's the healing for me.
Yeah. For me.
We should do a Chiron episode, I think, too. Because a lot of people are like, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, that's some big shit.
Do you guys know what your Chiron is in?
Mine's actually in Cancer.
Mine's in Gemini.
Oof.
Mine's in Virgo.
It's the clown, bitch. No, we'll definitely do a Chiron app. We definitely have to. Because I feel like a lot of people just see like, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, it did. It's very important. It's very, very like, it's the shadow shit for me.
If your Chiron's in Virgo, let's start a group chat together.
If yours is in Cancer, let's fucking cry. All right. On April 3rd, Mercury enters Aries. Get ready to fucking scream. With Mercury in Aries, we may have to be a little bit mindful over what we choose to share with others and not saying things we might regret later. Aries energy, especially when in Mercury, can be very impulsive. So just be mindful with this, with yourself and with other people. If people come out of the cage, don't get crazy right away. Maybe think it over.
And on April 11th, we have a new moon in Aries.
Oh, chef's kiss.
Ew. The Aries new moon is one of the most powerful for manifestation work and drawing in all that you wish to attract. At the time of this new moon, Venus, and Pluto are very active, strengthening our inner power and giving us an opportunity to claim what is rightfully ours. This is a power time for connecting with your higher self and knowing your worth. Set those fucking intentions.
And suck some dick and wop.
Absolutely. So thank you, Aries season, for allowing this to be the vibes. We can wipe the slate clean and begin again. We can set forth with new wisdom and feel confident in our abilities to take a new trip around the zodiac wheel once again. And then enter the best season of all time, which is Taurus season. But we'll get into that next month.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Oh, yes, the fuck we are.
We're just going to go film a bunch of cows in a pasture.
You really got a lot of boldness telling two Aries. I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. So yeah, really? Wait, so I don't know if you guys are familiar. There's also something called Vedic astrology, side real astrology, which is technically people will argue that it's the original astrology and astronomers kind of changed it up a little bit, moved the degrees. We will have an episode on this as well. But according to side real and Vedic, I'm actually at the table with two fucking Aries.
Yeah. And what are
I'm
you,
still
Angel?
A Gemini, bitch. Oh. Only 20% of people remain the same, bitch. I'm a gem forever.
Fuck y'all.
So happy Aries seasons to us, Steph.
Yep.
Happy Aries seasons. Now y'all gotta explain the snacks if y'all really Aries.
We're just fat.
My bad,
Steph.
Not mad,
Steph.
Go get a gummy worm, motherfucker. But, all right, you know, we hope you enjoyed about Aries. Like we said, weekly as we're filming, if there's, like, smaller transits occurring, we will dive into those. And I know that y'all know about Aries placements already because we have spoken about it a lot. If you were Aries, happy motherfucking birthday.
So to end this Aries segment, we got to end it off with some more slut butt.
We got personally, a hoey here. Let me ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Certified astrologer.
We wet ass
make pussy.
Nikita's like, I don't want to say pussy. Bitch, say pussy.
I was waiting for someone else to say it. At least Steph caught on.
Mama am.
So personally, I have not slept with an Aries, but barely dated one for 5 seconds. So I don't have any slut butt for Aries, but do y'all have some slut butt for Aries?
What happens with you and Aries? Why haven't you dated them?
Okay. I haven't found any. And then the one Aries that I actually did end up going on a date with, he didn't talk. I don't know if I ever told you this.
That was the most un-Aries Aries ever.
He literally did not speak. He had an Aries sun Libra moon.
Okay.
And then when he did speak, he just spoke too much. Like, he said too much. And you know, me being the Gemini stellium that I am, any little thing just does not rub me the right way. I'm out.
She was like, his shirt had a wrinkle. I just could not.
So on our first date, he told me that two other girls prior to me and him going on a date had ghosted him after the first or second date.
I remember this guy.
I didn't understand why. And he honestly did everything correct. He took me on a nice dinner. He got me flowers. I was like, wow, like, oh, I haven't gotten flowers in, like, never. Like, it was beautiful. But then, like, we smoked up after the date, and it just went silent. And I was just like, wait, what?
So, I mean, I get quiet when I'm high. Like, but I wouldn't go smoke up with someone that I'm not comfortable
right.
with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I told him that, but then I guess he gets more quiet than me. And so we're just sitting in the car, like, dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-doo.
Like, I was in the car, like,
yeah, I'm like, all right, goodbye. So that was not good.
Awkward.
And then 2 days later, we went on another date. And I said, maybe he was just nervous. He was just quiet. And we went to brunch. And it just did not go well as well. I was like, what the fuck goes on? Like, it was even more quiet.
And nobody was high.
It was like 11 in the morning.
And he was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, there was like, I was trying to make conversation at this point because I felt like weird. And there was, like, a bunch of, like, cool hats on the wall at this brunch spot that we went to. And I was like, look at these hats. Like, where do you think people would, like, wear these hats? And he's like, I know, right? And then he continued to eat. And I was like, wait, buddy. So, yeah, that was crazy.
And he stared at your tits.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And he was tall. He was, like, 6'4". Yeah. And I was like, oh, I like the height. But there was, like, it was, like, so apparent on the second date that he just kept looking down at my chest. And I was like...
I mean,
it's like
it's, I mean, like, you got great bobs.
I do, but...
But just don't make it obvious.
Be discreet.
Like, yeah. Be discreet, especially if you're on the second date. Like, don't just continue just, like, talk to my tits. Like, talk to my eyes.
Exactly.
Like, he was just talking to you, looking at your tits.
Yeah. I'm like, when he was talking.
But I saw her that day when we worked the job, and, yeah, like, she really, like, yeah, she had, like, a low-cut shirt, but not low-cut where, like, it's like a boob shirt. Like, you just saw a little top of the...
Like it's not obvious.
It's like, low not, crescent.
Like, my bobs are such that, like, any shirt that I wear that has a little bit of a V-neck or, like, a U-neck, it's gonna have a little, like, tiny bit of a cleavage.
It was a peek-a-bob.
But it was a peek-a-bob. Like, nothing crazy. And the dude, I guess, being so tall anyways, but, like, yo, at least wear sunglasses or something.
As Steph's looking at the peek-a-bob.
Like, he was like this.
Oh, God. I was just so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was bad. Like... And so, to be nice...
She's like, look at that face. That Mars and
Aquarius. Imagine if I ever looked at Steph's mom, she'd probably look at me like.
She would. Did you see how she looked at me? She went. She like, I wish you guys could have saw that face. I'm about to try to sneak record it. Where did she went? She was like, what's up?
She's about to take a shirt off.
She's like, I get off at 11. Come pick me up.
But, you know, to be nice, because he had told me in the past that two girls had ghosted him before. I was trying to be nice about it, and I told him, I said, listen, I don't think this is going to work, like, and then he was starting to get a little bit clingy, like, I remember, like, not texting him back for, like, 3 hours, because I was doing a job, and he was like, where'd you go, like, you want to ghost me, and I was like, no, I'm working, like.
What did the rest of his chart look like?
So, I have his chart.
Oh.
What she got?
All right. Aries sun, Libra moon, Libra rising.
Oh, what about Mercury?
Pisces. Venus in Aries, Mars in Cancer. Mm. And that's why he didn't speak. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's...
And then his Venus being in Aries came off very strong for me, because I was just like, yo, calm it down,
calm
it down.
He was looking at the titties, but he didn't know how to say he didn't know, titties.
Right.
Like, it was just...
It's a no.
Make it make sense. It's a no for me. It's a weird Aries. I didn't want to do that. And so being the nice person that I am, because I know that he had been ghosted in the past, I had texted him and I said, listen... Well, actually, let me take it back. He said something that I didn't agree with, and I was
She
not...
was looking for a reason, I told her. Yeah.
And
he said, 10 years ago I did this, Nikki was like, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was like, this doesn't settle with me, and I don't think this is going to go well, and he completely did not accept it. He was like, no, it's going to be fine.
The Pisces Mercury came out there.
Yeah, he was like, no, it's going to be fine. Like, we're fine. Like, we can make this work. And I was like, no, I'm telling you, like, we're not making this work. Like, I'm not here for it, and I'm done here. So, goodbye. And it took, I think, about 30 minutes. It got a little scary at that point, because I was just like, he was really pushing.
That's
like,
when the Aries came out.
The Aries and the Pisces came out. It was got really toxic really fast, and I was like, this is not going to work for me. I'm so sorry. Like, we're not pushing forward. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I really wish you gave me a chance. And then, in my head, I wanted to answer back and be like, I did give you a chance, because we went on 2 dates already. But I was like, let me not. I blocked him, and that was it.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Also, in his Instagram bio, it said, Hail Satan.
Oh,
but you low-key
like
that.
I did. Yeah. I did like it. And then I went after him and I was like, actually, hail Lilith so you can kiss my ass. And he was like, woo. Mm. Oh, and then another thing about him too. I told him I was a witch. And he was like, every day he would text me and be like, so did you hex anybody today? Like, what spells did you cast? I'm like, God. Can you calm the fuck down?
Gotta go.
Adios. So that's my one Aries experience with any Aries dating wise. But listen, y'all, if you an Aries, I've already manifested a Taurus in my DM somehow.
Oh, so. Fuck that one.
Well, fucking nightmare. But listen, Aries, if you want to date somebody,
Nikita's trying to be like this with Aries.
But please, if you're gonna DM me, please send me a birth chart.
Give me the planets immediately.
That's what we need first.
If I answer you back, you pass the test. Let's go. Give me some Aries slut butt.
I don't have. I've kind of been with more than one Aries.
Oh.
I fucking love Aries. Y'all know that. I love them. I love fire signs, though. But something about an Aries and a Gemini just hits different.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It's the idiocy for me. It's just... Chef's kiss. Two assholes. Two hyperactive assholes. One can't sit still. One's brain doesn't shut off. And it's like... Bing, bing, bing.
As an Aries myself.
I'm like, I fucked Nikita. Hervetic Aries came out. It's not really like a crazy slubba, but I remember I was hooking up with this Aries for a while. And like, you know, usually the first time you sleep with someone, like, it's a little awkward. You're just learning each other's bodies. Like, it's like, eh. When I tell you this was one of my best first encounters with someone, bitch, 4 hours.
Shut your ass.
Oof. Bondage, toys.
Hello?
Choking, fish hooking. Like, it got, like...
intense.
Because I got that fire Mars and Venus, and I was like, and they were like, and it was just fucking good times. I think I'm going to slide off my seat. Memories.
I'm dead.
And I think one time, this is one of my, someone I dated when I was younger. He was in Aries. And we were having shower sex, and we knocked the curtain rod off because, like, I was being held up and holding, and it just, yeah, we had to explain that.
Did you tumble down with the
curtain? No, he was, like, holding me up because he was taller than me, and we were like, bink, bink, bink.
Wait, what's that show? Love and Hip Hop. Who said, well, first on Love and Hip Hop, who, like, had a porn scene?
Oh, she's the thankful.
She was she was holding on the rod, and they made fun of her for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's like kind of what happened to me. I was holding on to it. We were like in his mom's house. No one was home. We had to explain what happened. We're like, wait, he's like, I tripped it. I ripped it down. And it just came right down.
It seems like you like to break shit in the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. In the bathrooms and in the bedrooms. It gets aggressive when you got that fire Mars, baby.
I got a fire Mars.
What's that? Steph's like, I'm Aqua. I'll beat the shit out of
you. Yeah, I'll take it. I'm bending over as we speak.
But yeah, no, I don't have any like wild slut butts because, like we said, like Aries, they tend to get right into it, mm-hmm. So it's not too much like on the. Like, they can be kinky as fuck. Don't get me wrong. Cause the first time we slept together, I was being tied up. Like, I was like, hello, hey.
Your Gemini ass was like, okay.
I'm like, take charge. Give me yes. Beat me. No, I'm kidding.
I'm not.
You know, I just feel like they, I'm like a very dominant personality, and they possess a quality usually, depending on their other placements, that's very like, I'm going to take charge. And I'm like.
You're like, about time somebody take charge of me.
I'm like, gobble me, swallow me.
Drip down inside of me.
But yeah, that's my Aries slut. But I happen to be very compatible with them. Just. I'm fire and air, so it gets, you know.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
You know, I like, one of the Aries was an Aries with an Earth moon. And since I have an Earth moon, they coincided very well. It was like, I didn't want to strangle them too much. Mm. I ended up strangling them.
But Steph, I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at that either. What's your Aries slut butt?
Well, I don't know if I remember. Well, I mentioned it to you that I never, like, slept with an Aries dude. Well, I was wrong.
She lied.
I was wrong.
You're a liar. She's an astrologer.
I was looking
up. Wait, are you an official astrologer now?
I'm still missing Gemini.
Damn, me too.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
All right, pause the pod. When they come back, I'm like, we got our Gemini card.
Where's the rope?
No floggers.
There's some hoes. What's up with that Aries Gemini energy? Shit.
Let's go. What you got? What you got? Another one she got. I don't know where that was going.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one kissed the wop.
So I was looking up the people that I've had the threesomes with, because some of them I wasn't too familiar.
Everything out of her mouth is threesome, foursome,
fivesome. I don't think she's ever had, like, a regular sex with just one partner at this point.
Yeah,
just,
I mean, at this point, I'm like, was there ever a normal
She's like, part? So I was having a threesome. Like, it's just normal.
It's casual.
If like, it's not a threesome.
It's just a threesome.
Honestly, at this point, if she's not having a threesome and above, it's not sex.
She's like, it's just on a Tuesday at an orgy. You know, tickle. I stopped off at Bucks on the way back. Like, I love it. Okay.
So I was looking up their birth charts, and I noticed that one of the guys is an Aries.
Ooh.
So it was me, the Cancer girl, of and the course. Aries dude.
That's a lot of... I don't know how this is going to go.
This was the very last one we had.
Oh, typical.
Yeah, and it wasn't that great.
Really?
Oh, really?
It was a disappointment.
Ooh. Well, two water signs were the two water moon, water sun. That girl had an air moon, and then he had a fire. It was a little weird.
So basically, she became a bit obsessed with this guy. Oh. She was dying to fuck him because he had sent her a dick pic.
Okay.
And that thing was huge.
Okay.
He knew how to angle it.
He angled it.
He knew how to angle it.
Oh, man.
Once they learn their angles, it's over.
And then swipe you or no like, swipe out here.
So she would get drugs from him. She would constantly go like every week or 2 weeks to his place, and I would go with her to get the drugs and whatever. And she was just like becoming like very infatuated with this kid just because of the dick picture.
She got dickmatized.
It's the Cancer sun getting dickmatized over.
So
dickmatized?
Dickmatized over a catfish dick pic for me.
So prior to the threesome, we had all gone out one night, mm-hmm. and she did ketamine.
Oh,
so
shit.
He had given her ketamine. She did ketamine, and she was, like, out of it for, like, a good 30 minutes.
Oh, she went to K-hole?
Yeah, pretty much she was, like, not on Earth.
Uh-oh.
Not on Earth. Right. So I guess she must have liked that feeling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cancer escaping reality for me.
So after that night, whatever, that was the first thing that happened. I just was not feeling the whole situation of wanting to sleep with this dude. Like, she was dying to just have a threesome with him because of his dick, obviously. Ugh. So I was just not feeling it. I did not want to do it. I was not into it. I was not into him. Like, I just did not want to do it.
Ketamine.
So basically, she was starting to plan the threesome. And I was like, I don't know. I really don't want to do it. Like, she wanted to go to his house and do ketamine.
Oh, God.
So I didn't feel safe with her going to his house alone.
That's her cancer moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cancer moon kicked in.
The mother came out. She said, no.
Because I was like, oh, like, you know, like, I know how she gets on it. So I don't want her to be alone with this guy. Like, I don't know what's going to happen, what he's going to do, like, what's going to happen to her and so on. So I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to do it.
She's like, I'm going to have to fuck.
She's like, oh, man.
Like the fucking foursome. God, I guess I'm already here.
She's like, ah, oh, damn.
Might as well get my gas money worth, my gas mileage worth.
So for the dates that it was planned for, I was going to have my period.
Oh.
I was probably going to be like towards the end of it. Mm-hmm. And we told him, he was like, I don't care. I like a little blood.
Oh. Oh.
Was he a vampire?
He was an Aries.
He was a vampire.
That was about Aries today.
Yep. Now I see it. Now I see the Aries in that aspect.
Ew. Weirdo.
So
he's like, I like it.
Yeah, he was like, I don't care. I like a little blood. Excuse me?
What? I mean, she couldn't schedule another day that would work for you better?
No. It had to be that day.
Fucking cancers. Fucking
cancers. And he was okay with it. He was like, he really was like, I don't care.
He probably was like, I prefer.
Actually. He probably was like, I'm getting a threesome. So yeah.
I'm like thinking about it now. I'm like, it was just horrible.
Oh, God.
So the day arrives. We go to his place. And it was just awkward. Like, he was very nervous because he has like these two hot girls. We were just laying there in bed and we're like,
I'm cringing.
What's up? Like
are
we
weird.
Like, are we gonna take our clothes off? Like, what's gonna happen? So me and her like start kissing, kind of to like, you know,
entice
get
him
excited. But he was just like all nervous.
Probably never had a threesome before.
He probably never had sex before.
Apparently, he has had threesomes and shit. But like, I don't know. Like,
with stuffed animals?
Maybe because it was stuffed animals with his baby Yoda's. Maybe because it was a planned and not like a random.
I don't know, but like, here was the moment that she wanted so badly. He takes his pants off, and that shit was small. That was not the penis we saw in the picture. That was not the gigantic arm we saw in the picture.
Maybe he knew that he dick fished.
It must have been that, because he was nervous as fuck.
That's why he said,
damn, I sent my homeboy's dick.
That's why he said, I'm okay with a little blood.
That shit was small. Like, when he took his pants off, I gave her this look. I was like, that's what you wanted? That's what you fucking wanted?
Steph's like, we should have just went to McDonald's.
Seriously, we should have just gone to McDonald's and got nuggets. Damn. I would have been so happy with that.
The nuggets were bigger than his dick.
So he, you know, he starts kissing us, but it's just like so uncomfortable and awkward and weird. And like,
I thought there was no chemistry at all.
There was no chemistry whatsoever. I was like, get me the fuck out of here. So then she wants ketamine. He gives her ketamine and she just knocks the fuck out.
Oh.
So she's just laying there in the bed, maybe for like a good 30.
Naked?
Yeah. Just laying there in the bed for like a good 30 minutes, like in a complete daze, not on Earth. And he's out in the living room, like doing his thing or whatever. And I'm just laying there like, yeah, I could be eating nuggets.
What?
Oh, yeah, yoy.
It felt like a fucking eternity.
Oh, God, no.
She's like, I see that she starts to like wake up and like, oh, like what the fuck is happening? I'm like, you need to wake the fuck up. You need to fake the fuck out of an orgasm and we need to get the fuck out of here. I was so pissed. I wanted to get out of there so fucking bad.
She's like, fake the fucking orgasm.
I was like, you fake that shit right now and then after, we're leaving.
And then he fucked her?
Like, he came back in when she woke up and then he fucked us again and I was like, please just fake it. Just fucking fake it. And she does. She like gives like this grand orgasm and then we're finally done. I was like, we're fucking leaving. Put your clothes on right now. We are done. We're gone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It was the most...
That sounds like, I don't even give a fuck. Fuck astrology. That just sounds like a bad experience.
It was probably, like, the worst one.
Oh. No wonder that was your last one.
And it was the last one. I was like, I'm done.
Oh, You gotta get into the Aries, girl. You gotta get into that, because that was not the vibe.
No, that was just...
That was a weird Aries.
That was just a weird situation, I think.
That whole thing.
He was uncomfortable, you were uncomfortable. Oh, shit.
And I mainly did it because, like, I didn't want her to, like, be alone in that situation. Like, God forbid something happens to her, you know? Like, I was being a Cancer moon.
Yeah, that just sounds like a bad situation all around.
Yeah.
Like,
and
all right, so Steph's looking for another Aries. Inquiries, WAP or cock. She'll accept both. So, yeah.
So that's
prefer WAP Aries.
So that's my Aries story.
Oh, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed our Aries slut butts. You know they always come in hotter than a motherfucker.
But the moral of the story is, as Aries sons, me and Steph.
Vedic
Aries sons, me and Steph are willing to give it another shot. So Aries men just, or women, slip into our DMs. But send us your birth charts, please.
I'll always say checkmate to an Aries. So let's go. Mamma mia.
We're both Aries.
Now y'all want to claim the fame. Now y'all want to be Aries before you told me to go fuck myself.
Listen, my Mars is in Aries. I'm one tenth Aries.
I can't. That shit is wild. That's a crazy story.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh, the whole blood thing was. Oh, look. I'm okay with it. I like blood. What?
I'd have been like, "You're a fucking weirdo."
What is this, Twilight?
Like, I'm not your bitch. Are you
True
Edward
Blood?
Cullen?
Like, is this True Blood? Like,
Edward Cullen wasn't even an Aries. Edward Cullen was a Taurus.
Speaking of the Cullens, y'all, Edward Cullen, not Robert Pattinson. We know Robert Pattinson is a Taurus.
A Taurus.
Edward motherfucking Cullen is a Gemini. He's a Gemini. He's a Gemini.
Woo!
So suck my dick. I told you I'm a vampire, too. And Bella?
Virgo. Makes sense, though. A depressed ass
bitch.
Which,
like...
The mysterious...
The mannerisms make so much Virgo sense,
It's
now.
The mysteriousness and the depression for me that makes so much sense to me as she's a Virgo.
So, Virgos, be happy. Bella Swan, Gemini's, we got him. Ooh. But in real life, he adores.
Wait, did you see that thing? He did, like, an interview... And he was like, yeah, he's like, I'm a triple Taurus. Meanwhile, he's not. His moon's in Cancer.
Yeah, his moon.
You're
his
an idiot.
Rising.
You know what you are? A triple idiot.
Oh, baby.
You don't even know your own chart? I still love you, though. All that Taurus and Cancer in his chart.
It would never work, but I'll fucking...
As a Gemini, you'll make it work.
I'll change my personality real quick. Oh, you want her? Switch his wigs.
I'm a Virgo.
I'll be the Virgo. I got Virgo moon, bitch. I'll let the moon come out.
I can't.
Hope you guys enjoyed our moments.
God. Anyways, happy new year once again, Aries.
We
season.
Love you, Aries. We love your dick, your wop. No, I'm kidding. Your tits, your ass.
Slide my DM.
I'm kidding. We're getting very perverted. Aries season just has us feeling a type of way.
I'm not mad at it, though.
I'm not mad at it either. All right, so in true Aries fashion.
Can you see the dark?
It's a beautiful ass song for me. So we had multiple people asking us about chakras, which what they mean, what is it for. You know, we hear it a lot, especially if you do like Reiki services and stuff like that. And then
yogurt.
We do yoga. Or like, I need my chakra, like aligned. Like, what does that even mean? So we're going to go over it today. Chakra. The word chakra is derived from the Sanskrit word chakra, meaning wheel. It was first mentioned in the Vedas, ancient Hindu texts dated back to 1500 BC. Throughout history, many cultures have all known these energy centers to be a reflection of the natural law that exists within the universe and an intertwined counterpart to our physical selves.
Mm.
Chakras are concentrations of vital life forces within the body formed when lines of energy running through the body overlap and cross.
Mm.
They are energy vortexes that exist within each of us. These energy vortexes transport energy from the universe around you into your aura and body, as well as between the physical body and the layers of your aura. They are...
It's the chakras for me.
There are 7 major chakras in the body, as well as several minor ones. Today, our focus will be on the 7 major ones. Each one is associated with specific organs and glands, physical functions and dysfunctions, and emotional, mental, and spiritual issues. Oh. Part of the color perception of a chakra involves how bright and light it is. The lighter and brighter, the better. Since chakras are made up of energy, we want it to be clear and luminous, not muddy nor dim. When we get in touch with the energy within our chakras, we connect ourselves more fully and learn how to heal ourselves on all levels. Working with chakra energy in a positive way has been linked to increased lifespan, physical, mental, and emotional health. Remember, everything is energy. To get in touch with your energy, you must learn to be patient with yourself. Everything is happening exactly as it should. Transformation takes patience. Always be compassionate with yourself as you bloom. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into it.
Diving into our first chakra. I'm going to keep saying it with emphasis. The first of the physical chakras is the root chakra. This is the chakra most responsible for how safe and secure you feel. This one is all about support and being present to life and feeling grounded. It supports the rest of your physical body because of your location, which is the base of the spine. The parts of the body associated with the root are feet, legs, yo ass, and yo intestines, and yo dick and wop. When the root chakra is out of harmony, there's an inability to trust nature. We feel ungrounded and disconnected from Gaia. When it is in harmony, we are connected to nature, feel grounded, and we trust in the natural law, and we are able to move with the ebb and flow of life. It's the masturbation for me. To keep this chakra in check, you can visually take in clear, bright shades of red, especially if you feel that this one is underactive. The root is associated with the earth and the ground, so go for a walk outside barefoot. Soak up Mother Nature. Being close to earth will also strengthen your root and keep you balanced. Your root chakra is a source of strength in an earthly world. Be rooted today, be rooted in your life, and be rooted in your world here and now.
So beautiful.
Now, the color for the root is red.
Ew.
Element is earth.
Yeah.
Affirmation is I am. Crystals, ruby, black tourmaline, bloodstone, obsidian, smoky quartz.
Yes.
Fire agate, red jasper.
Give it to me.
Essential oils, myrrh.
I know you're lying.
Sandalwood and patchouli. Two signs associated with the root are Capricorn and Aquarius, which I can see they're both ruled by Saturn. This sets the tone for so much in you. Like, you're just like, oh, it's my root. Like, no, root is heavy, and that's also where you store a lot of trauma in your root area.
Yeah.
So, you know. It's a trauma for Steph. She said, She's like, I love trauma. Greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
You name it.
Okay, so moving along to our second chakra. Take it away, Stephanie.
Located above the root chakra is the solar plexus chakra.
Ooh.
It is most closely connected to sexual and reproductive activities.
It's that wop, that cock.
As well as emotions and creativity. It governs pleasure, desire, sexuality, sensuality, and procreation.
Ooh.
It is located in the lower abdomen and the womb. Body parts associated with the sacral are the uterus, genitals, kidneys, bladder, and the circulatory system.
Get that blood flowing, baby. Down to your pussy.
A deeper connection to your sacral will help you develop your consciousness by being aware of all your other chakras. Feeling the energy of your sacral will help you to partake in the sweetness of this world. It's all about feeling good.
Masturbate.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that after you, like, masturbate and you come and you have, like, this amazing orgasm, you have, like, this creativity.
Yeah.
You just unleash, like, the whole creative level that you've never unleashed before.
But it's mindful masturbation. So, like, not watching porn, not a distracted, like, present in your body where, like, as you're masturbating, you're manifesting.
Yeah.
Wait, as you're coming, you're like, but
I've also heard that manifesting while you're masturbating is like the shit. It's the strongest.
Some of the best orgasms ever.
No, but it's the strongest.
And manifested, but great orgasms too. The more orgasms without watching something hit different.
That's true. But it's, they say it's the strongest manifestation.
Because it's just your pure energy. It's your life force. You're like, DJ Diddles. And then you're like, I welcome this, I welcome this. The next thing you know, you won the lottery.
Well, if that's the case, I got to go home. Goodbye. See you, Mick. I gotta go to the bathroom.
If you haven't manifested while you're masturbating, please
try it out.
Do it.
Try it out because it does work.
It's great.
Your life will change.
I may have done it 2 days ago.
I may have done it before you guys got here.
Whoops. All day, every day.
Hamster dance on that pussy. This episode was raunch. I love Aries season. We're being piggies. I'm sorry, Steph. Continue. Go meditate.
Now, this chakra enlivens your world experience by engaging all your senses and emotions. It helps you engage in the sensory experience of living and integrates that energy into our subtle bodies. The human urge to procreate and be close to a romantic partner is part of the dance of the sacral chakra.
They want to fuck.
Oh, yeah. The sacral is your creative energy center. It is where you birth what you want to manifest or share with the world, like we talked about earlier. Feeling lively and creative is a secret to a happy life. Creativity and sweetness in the sacral paves the way for a life of pure enjoyment and feeling your fucking best. Now, when the sacral is out of harmony, we have difficulty expressing our feelings. We are out of touch with pleasure and hold unprocessed anger. We do not want that. We may also have feelings of shame and have relationship issues, both platonic and romantic. Now, when it isn't in harmony, we are in the flow of our creative expression, in touch with pleasure, and able to share and express feelings in a healthy manner. We also create and maintain healthy relationships and are connected to the emotional aspects of sexuality in ways that sustain us. To keep this chakra in check, you can view clear, bright shades of orange, especially if you feel the chakra is underactive. You can also wear a softer, more peachy orange to encourage the acceptance of life's sweetness. Love those peaches.
Which ones?
Oh, you know which ones. Since this chakra is associated with life's simple pleasures, you can also engage in any activity that feels healthy and pleasurable for you. Now, the color associated with this chakra is orange, element, water, affirmation, I feel, crystals, carnelian, moonstone, orange tourmaline, sunstone, and coral. So essential oils, lemon, rosewood, and sandalwood. Love those. And astrological signs, Sag and Pisces.
Piscis.
Shabba. Next, we have our solar plexus chakra.
Someone just busted a nut.
Yo, for real.
I'm a nut
on your face.
I just noticed. We'll circle back to that later.
Above the sacral plexus chakra is the chakra that corresponds with our personality, self-esteem, and sense worth, the solar plexus chakra. It is located in the area above your belly button and below your xiphoid process. It is associated with the pancreas and the overall digestive system. The solar plexus governs your personal power, confidence, assertiveness, and will. The solar plexus creates your uniqueness and enables you to transform through your will and personal power. Combustion is the solar plexus chakra's most influential force. It is the essence of transformation and power. It is the flame of metamorphosis.
Ooh, it's a phoenix vibes for me.
It powers you up and fuels your action in the world. Power and balance in this chakra paves the way for a life filled with success and results. When the solar plexus chakra is out of harmony, we have a need to dominate and control. We do not respect ourselves and may even manifest self-hatred.
Yep.
Ouch.
We may give away our power to others, leaving us with zero sense of self. When it is in harmony, we feel whole, centered in who we are, know our self-worth, use our personal power in healthy ways, and are in touch with our inner warrior. We feel at peace. To keep the solar plexus healthy, you can visually take in shades of clear yellow. If it's underactive, yellow can soothe the energy center and help it relax. Vigorous exercise is also recommended to keep this chakra healthy. Strength training, building stamina, and endurance can all be effective ways to help this chakra function with clarity and ease. So the color associated with this chakra is yellow, of course.
Mellow yellow.
The element is fire. The affirmation is I can. Crystals, yellow citrine. Ooh, I got yellow citrine on my finger. amber, yellow topaz, yellow tiger's eye, and yellow agate. Essential oils. We got lavender. We got lemon. Rosemary, rosewood, and chamomile. Oh, I love chamomile.
I love all of those.
Sexual.
And then the signs associated with this chakra is Scorpio and, yeah, boy, Aries.
Makes sense. It's such a powerful one, too. It's like, Aries. Okay, and next up, we have our heart chakra. I can't stop saying it like that. The heart chakra. The heart holds our connection to both the physical and spiritual aspects of ourselves. Located in the center of the chest, our heart chakra allows us to get in touch with our higher self in relation to the rest of the world and even the universe. The heart rules love, breath, balance, relationships, and unity. This chakra is all about the higher energies of love and compassion when balanced. It governs matters of romance and friendship and the heart connection. The universal urge that we all have to love and be loved originates from the heart. The heart is associated with the thymus gland, as well as the heart, lungs, hands, and arms. To promote health in this chakra, you must simply immerse yourself in love in a balanced way. A wonderful way to give and receive unconditional love is with a pet doggo. That's my baby dog.
The love that they give to us is...
They are love.
It's one of a kind.
Like, he's just a bawling flame of heart chakra. Love. As he's wagging his tail.
When I grab my little cotton and give her a hug, like, you that feeling, it just, like, changes your whole mood.
After this, I have to pause and hug him. Now, a lot of us are pretty familiar with that feeling when having a pet around. Spending time with family and loved ones is a great way to share feelings of love and joy. When this chakra is out of harmony, we are disconnected from ourselves. Nice snort. We have a difficulty of loving ourselves and giving love from a genuine place. We do not feel deserving and are out of touch with who we are and develop depression from lack of connection to self. When it is in harmony, we are fully connected to ourselves. We give and receive love genuinely and cultivate compassion for self and others. Mm-hmm. Now the color, green, the element, air. Affirmation is, I love. Mm-hmm. Crystals are rose quartz.
Yum.
Emerald.
Woo.
Peridotite, jade, and green tourmaline. The oils, essential oils are rose, geranium, bergamot, lavender, and palomarosa.
Don't forget Lang Lang.
Lum Lum. The astrological signs associated with the heart are Taurus and Libra. Take it away. Give me some neck.
Now, moving on from the heart chakra, we have the first of the spiritual chakras, the throat chakra.
Give me neck, give me neck.
Give me that neck.
Neck me.
The throat has much to do with our true, authentic voice. Located, obviously, in the throat chakra's major association is with speech, communication, and creative expression. It is also associated with dream yoga or just dreaming in general. The thyroid is the endocrine gland associated with the throat. Because of its location, it has always been linked to hearing and the ears, and speech and the mouth. Any type of singing will activate the energy of the throat.
Let it go.
Let it go. I want to suck, go to dicks for show. No, I'm kidding. It's the vodka for me.
Keep singing, because singing positive words or even songs of any type work best to activate this chakra.
Wait, I'm going
to
manifest 40 dicks in my DM now. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Singing songs of hope, love, compassion, joy, and happiness has a generally positive effect on your entire energetic field. When the throat chakra is out of harmony, we have difficulty speaking our truth or expressing ourselves. We also may feel silence and judge for what we say, and we feel out of alignment with who we are. When the throat is in harmony...
We suck dick.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Our will to live is strong and we are able to follow our dreams. We also speak our truth and are able to express ourselves easily, creatively, and authentically. Ooh. We listen to our inner voice and have a balance between silence and speech. Okay. Now
it's the Aries season idiocy for me. I love it.
Now, the color associated with this chakra is light blue, element, sound, affirmation, I speak, crystals, turquoise, blue kyanite, aquamarine, sexual, and lapis lazuli. Ooh. I love lapis. I love it. Lazuli. Such a gorgeous color. Mm. And essential oils, lavender, rosemary, and frankincense. Mm. And astrological signs associated with this chakra, Gemini and Virgo.
Does that mean I'm the neck queen? Because I got my sun and moon in the throat.
What that neck do? What that neck do?
Show us what it do.
What that neck do, though? Okay.
On to our sixth chakra, the third eye chakra, which is associated with our sixth sense. It is the center of our wisdom, spiritual insight, and intuition. It is located between the brows, above the eyes, and near the top of the spine. It is also associated with the pineal and pituitary glands. Oof. When the third eye is activated, it is believed to coincide with the point in the spiritual development of a person where duality is overcome. It governs spiritual awakenings. Its key word is illumination. Mm-hmm. When the third eye is awakened, it is possible to quickly burn through past karma, detach from the illusionary sufferings of the world, and find true inner peace. In the process of spiritual awakening, the body is also transformed as a whole. Many people desire psychic ability, and it is a completely natural phenomenon. The psychic abilities can come all at once and can make the experience overwhelming.
Have you guys experienced this?
Intuition? Or psychic?
Well, like an awakening?
Yeah.
I have.
Sorry. When I first got into spirituality and meditation and like the chakras, I did a lot of third eye chakra work, and it really was extremely transformative and also scary at times, but very transformative. Where I was like, damn. And I feel like it opened this portal within my life of the, being able to tap into this other realm.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, nothing's real.
A bitch be knowing.
Mm-hmm.
But that intuition is strong.
Once you tap into that, you're like, I wanted to go away. It's like, no. It's stuck. And I'm like, okay.
Have you had things where, like, you have just envisioned something happening and it's happened immediately?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, even just thoughts. Like, you're just thinking something and then just fucking happens.
Mm-hmm. You're like, damn, I'm a Long Island medium. No, I'm kidding.
I'm a witch.
I thought I smelled it happen.
And when you have like bad feelings about something, like in your intuition,
you're right,
is like,
right away. Yeah, you're right. I'll know right away. Mm-hmm. Right, I'm like, this is off. Bada bing, bada boom. Gotta go. Gotta jet. Jimmy Neutron, bitch.
Gotta blast. Peace. When the third eye is out of harmony, we focus only on our intellect and reject all spiritual aspects of ourselves. We do not trust nor are aware of our intuition. We also carry a lot of fear in regard to our inner wisdom. When it is in harmony, we invite our intuition and awareness into everyday aspects of life. We trust our inner vision and act upon what our intuition tells us. The color associated with this chakra is indigo. The element is light. Affirmation is I see. Mm. With that third eye, baby. Some crystals associated with this chakra are lapis lazuli, amethyst, clear quartz, and lepidolite.
Pedialyte?
Pedialyte. Some essential oils associated with this are lavender, frankincense, and sandalwood. Mm. And the signs associated with the chakra are Leo and Cancer. Mm. Now to your last chakra,
the granddaddy of them all,
the crown chakra. Mm. Last but not least, the crown chakra. Mm. It is a source of connection to the divine and our higher selves. The crown is located at the top of the head in the place where our soft spot used to be as babies.
It's a baby.
At its highest expression, the crown chakra represents enlightenment and pure awareness. It's also connected with inspiration and creativity. A person with an activated crown can be described as glowing, literally. Life is lived fully and aware in each moment, desiring nothing and an appreciation for every new moment and the experiences they bring. When properly activated, illumination is the key and the influential force of the crown chakra. Its essence connects us to the divine and to the entire cosmos. Its awakening allows us to remember the connections we've had all along to everything in existence. Bitch.
Bitch.
Bitch. When it is out of harmony, we feel totally disconnected from the divine, source, and the universe. We have difficulty trusting our path and our lives in general. We feel depressed, alone, and unable to let go of anxiety and fear. When it is in harmony, however, we live in the knowledge of unity, the idea that we are all connected. We understand that we are individual reflections of the divine. We are also more able to easily elevate our consciousness. Now the colors, purple, white, and gold. Element, thought. Affirmation, I know, bitch. I know. Crystals, amethyst, clear quartz, moonstone, selenite, white topaz.
Ooh.
Essential oils, peppermint, frankincense,
ooh,
and sandalwood.
Ooh.
Also, astrologically wise, this is associated with every sign. There's no particular pairing. This is everybody who, like, wants to level up. It's the chakras for me! So how do you guys feel about this? Like, you know, like, personally, I love working with my chakras. I've been doing it for years. You know, it's a never-ending thing. Like,
what do you personally do to work on them?
Many different practices. To keep it simple, it's like meditation. I do a lot of crystal meditation. Like, I have a lot of stones for each chakra.
Yeah.
So I'll listen to, like, you know, like a binarial beat for the chakras. If it's a certain one, that one, or if it's a general, like, all seven kind of sweep. And I'll lay the crystals on each area and just kind of vibe out for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or like certain meditations where you picture, which is one of my favorites, you picture the chakras lighting up one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you're like, ooh.
I love that.
You know, just like the things like that.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, it's also to be aware, you have to listen to your own body.
Yeah.
See what you think is not aligning with you and work on that and say, okay, like, this is not working well. My throat chakra is not working. Let me, how do I work on that? And then kind of focus on that main point.
Like, after hearing this, you'll see, like, certain areas, like, damn, that kind of resonates. Okay, let me look into this chakra. Let me look into that chakra.
Let me see what I have to improve on. Let me see what I have to get rid of, as you mentioned.
What do you do?
I started getting into meditation.
I love that.
When I first started, though, I have a really hard time.
Oh, it's so hard.
Concentrating, because my mind is, like, all over the
place.
I'm
like, okay, 1 minute, then you go two, then you go three, then you go four. Next thing you know, you're, like, 10, 15, 20, 30, and now you're like, oh!
But it helps tremendously. It helps to just, like, clear your mind of, like, all these negative thoughts. And you just, like, feel this calm sensation all over.
You literally get, like, control over your inner voice. When you meditate, and you're like, shut the fuck up for a bit. And then during the day, you're like, shut the fuck up. Like, I run this shit, not you.
Yep. I did a lot of that during quarantine. Like, I started getting into, like, getting back into doing yoga every day. Because I used to do,
Wait, she used to mention, like, I'm about to go hit my weed pen and do yoga. It'd be, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. This bitch over here doing a downward dog. I'm like, I ain't mad at you, baby. Do it.
And then I would call her and FaceTime her and do my skincare routine. She would hysterically laugh. At, like, 3 in the morning, I'm doing my skincare routine. Like,
she's like a mess. I'm like, what are you doing? It's 3 o'clock. I have, like, one titty out of my tank top in the bed, like, going to sleep. And she's like, I'm
self-care.
Doing a mask.
Self-care, baby. That's what I'm doing.
That's
I'm taking care of my
clothes. She used to sleep till 5 o'clock in the afternoon every
really
day.
Would. It was terrifying.
Like, Nikita wakes up at 5.
I had no sense of time during quarantine at all.
I don't think any of us did.
I would sleep at 7 in the morning and wake up at 4 in the afternoon. It was insane. I was like, what the fuck?
I went to bed at like 12, 1.
I wish.
Nikita be like, I'd be like, no, Nikita's not answering. She's still sleeping. Wait till 4:35.
And when I found out I was going back to work in August, I literally started trying to fix my sleep pattern in July. Like, I had to a whole month to, like, figure it out. I'm like, get it together.
Because it was so out of whack.
Horrifying. Best quarantine of my life, though.
I miss those days.
When it was fun, motherfuckers was making bread and doing drugs. That was
the
fun.
First few months,
I was fucking thriving.
I was thriving.
I was just zipping and zooing and painting, like, beep-a-dee-ba-beep-a-doo-doo. It was a hamster dance. Having Florence and the Machine concerts, me and Lemmy. Oh. Chef's kiss
at that point.
Then it got dark. Now it's scary. I'm like, let me out of here.
So enough about the chakras. We're gonna move on to one of our favorite parts, the poles and hoes.
The poles.
Now for our first poll question, have you ever slept with an Aries? And how was it? Nope, but I'm trying to find one. Where the Aries at?
I'm right there with you, sister.
You're. Yeah, it was lit. And Aries said, yes, horrible. Can't stand Aries men. All about them, kind of whack.
And then someone said, they spit in my eye.
Hello?
Okay.
Are you all right? Then we asked you, what is one thing you hate about Aries?
Oh, somebody went off.
Ooh, damn. We have an Aries who says short temper, a Gem who said they annoying, a Tarsus that said they annoying, a Capricorn said everything, Meanwhile, her boyfriend's an Aries. Then you got a Sagittarius that said confrontational. Then we had someone who said they argue about literally everything. Mm. Where's the lie? Mm-hmm. Then we had an Aquarius that said they'll do the opposite of what you say even if they know you're right because they don't like being told what to do. Oh, and they also are so insecure.
Where's the lie?
Where's the lie? Where's the lie?
Next question. What is something you love about Aries?
Nothing.
Another Aries said, best people ever, being blunt and to the point. Gemini said, they annoy. Taurus said, ill. A Capricorn said, nothing. You know how a fucking whole ass boyfriend's an Aries. Another Sag said, fun, wild, and outspoken. An Aquarius said, they have a great sense of humor. They also see shit for what it really is. Most are down for what the fuck ever.
I know that's right.
Next one. What other fire signs have you slept with, and who was the best? Oh. Mm. Scorpio said, I slept with all three.
Yes, honey.
Aries has the best sex. Aggressive yet attentive.
Thank you, shorty!
A Sag said, I'm a Sag, and Sag has been my best sex ever.
Well, there's two demons fucking.
A Tarsus said, ooh, all three. Most fun was probably the Sag.
I know, she's not lying.
A Leo said, she slept with a Sag, and he has a big old kadang-a-dang. Damn. And he was also 6'5".
That's a big guy for me.
Jesus Christ. Do not say mine, please. Do not say mine. No.
Say a Libra.
A Libra said, I pegged a Sag.
Fucking
done. We gotta get that story.
Me too.
And a Gemini said, all of them, Aries and Sag even.
Oh.
What's something you were told in bed that caught you off guard? That I'm a demon because I can take dick from an Aquarius. A Sag on a one night stand, you want to marry this dick?
Hello?
A Taurus said, that pussy going on speed dial from a Scorpio.
Hello?
A Leo said, your pussy is a waterfall.
Okay.
A Taurus said, let me pee on you and peg me.
Hello?
And eat my ass. A Gemini said, and I quote, I'm a nut.
Angel, speaking of I'm a nut, do you remember, like, what, a month ago?
I'm not ready. I'm not really talking about
it. Let me tell you a little quick story for the poor. Let me tell you a quick story for the poor.
Picture in Sicily, 2021. Long Island, 2021.
So, it starts off with me. I'm at work and Angel's at work. Now, we work in two separate locations. I get a phone call. He calls on the phone. He goes, what new things do you have out right now? And I'm like, what do you mean? So I told him what we had. And he said, oh, I need something to match my gold shoes. And I said, why don't you come in and we'll match it for you. We'll match the same gold. And then he goes, what's your shoe size? And I said, what? And he said, what's your shoe size? I said, why does it matter? And he goes, I want to buy you a pair of shoes.
I said, sugar daddy, baby.
Immediately, what, for 30 seconds, my voice really pulled him in. And I said, nah, I'm good. I said, I don't need that. And then he mumbled something. And I said, what did you say? And he goes, I'm a nut on your face. I hang up the phone. I said, have a great day, sir. Put the phone down. I immediately send a voice note to Angel. I'm like, Angel! What the hell goes on
she
in my
said,
job?
Baby, why are people so crazy?
I said, why are people so crazy? Why? Not 30 seconds Wait. Later.
So she sends me this voice memo. I literally start playing and I hear, baby, why are people so crazy? This guy just called gold. And then my phone rings. I pick it up. Hi, how are you? It's a man asking for new products. Blah, blah, whatever. So then I get the, what's your shoe size? And for some reason I panicked. I said, 7. He goes, I just nutted. I said, I'm sorry. He goes, I just nutted. I said, have a great day, sir. Like, I hang up the phone. I listen to Nikita's voice memo. We both got the same prank call within 5 minutes.
And why we called every other store that, and none of them got the same call as me and you did.
We making them nut.
Hello?
Nut, if you book. Nut, if you book. If you listen to that, you're a fucking weirdo. Honestly. All right, so you know we like to end each episode with a teaser for next week. Next week, we are going to be talking about Jupiter.
Jupiter,
where boys go to get more stupider. If you didn't know, Jupiter is the planet of optimism, expansion, luck, healing, and growth. We all have a Jupiter placement, so we are going to dive into all motherfucking 12. We had a lovely Capricorn follower ask us, what is the difference between North Node and South Node? Ooh. So we're going to dive in a little bit to that, but this will be a later episode because it's heavy, heavy, heavy. But we're going to just give you the differences.
You can find us on social media, you know. We're on Instagram at @_astrologers. We're on TikTok at @astrologers. We're on Twitter at @astrologers. We are on Tumblr at @astrologers. We are streaming on all platforms. If you do listen to us on Spotify, please give us a little subscribe. And if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please give us a little subscribe and write us a little review and a little rating.
Write a fucking review, dickbag.
Hello? Write us a little review. Give us a 5-star rating, you dickbag.
Your wop bags. Well, thank you so much for tuning in once again this week, guys. We love you. We appreciate you. And in honor of Aries season, this song that I randomly found on Apple's Music just hits. Get ready.
Eating pussy. I'm kicking ass.
He's eating pussy. That's the mood for every season. Gobble me, swallow me, gobble everything, swallow everything.
And kicking ass.
And kicking ass. Fuck and fight. Fight and fuck. Maybe at the same time.
Give all the neck.
Gobble me, swallow me. Okay. Thank you guys. Have a great night. Go suck some dick. See you. Wop.
See you next week.
Woo!
Pussy in the morning. Pussy in the night. I'll get a lot of pussy when I get into a fight. Yeah, right.